Well, good morning, Pinkies. It's the Fey Driver once again. And as you can hear the wipers going, it is a rainy morning. Now I'm just leaving work after working through the night shift. Now, it seems like I hardly ever get the time to podcast anymore. As you know, I like to do my shows on the road. But since I only work my drive to work is only 8 minutes. So it doesn't really give me a lot of time to be podcasting. So it's really been hard to find the time. Plus, my husband has me working my ass off around the castle, fixing things and building stuff and things like that. Let me see, what have I done this recently? I have swapped the door on the dryer because it was pointed the wrong way. You know, the wash is on the right and the dryer is on the left, but the door opens from the left side. So how stupid is that? I mean, so I just flipped the door because they're ambidextrous, these doors, now, you know. So I've done that. We built this ridiculously huge monstrosity of an island in the kitchen. So that's been done. What else have I done lately? I don't know. Lots of tiny menial tasks. So I hung the TV in the bedroom. So now we have bedroom television. All these little things. But anyway, I'm not here to talk about that today. What I do want to talk about is all of the people who've been contacting me or have friended me on Twitter lately. So this is always a strange occurrence for me. I get these waves of people who either email into the show or get in touch, start following me on Twitter. And that usually indicates to me that someone's mentioned me on their show or something. And it must be some show that I'm not following because I haven't heard anyone talking about me. But that's usually when I start to get a wave of new listeners. So I just want to say a shout out to the following people who've contacted me recently. Now, Yokujin, I have no idea who you are, but welcome and thank you for following. Got a nice email from Scotty the Little Aussie Battler. It's really good to know that he's actually able to stay connected now that he's in Singapore. He put up a little video of his hotel when he got to Singapore. So I'm glad I hope we'll be getting some episodes out of Scotty. Now the Blue Jeans guy. I'm familiar with the Blue Jeans guy and he's following me. He's got his own show. And Nick in Paris, another podcaster, following me now. Hello Nick, nice to meet you. And very famous podcast listener, Brother Sinatus. Welcome, Brother Sinatus. Had a little email conversation with Brother Sinatus as well. So nice to see him following me. And also Hackam from the Angry Pantry podcast. He's following me now as well. So hello, Hackam. At least yes, you are listening. You verified that, didn't you? The list continues, folks. We've got Dennis from Colorado Springs. I know he's always been following me. He said he had a problem with the Twitter, or the feed, the podcast feed. And I'm wondering about that because I've been having my own problems with my feed. If anyone else out there is having problems with my podcast feed, would you mind letting me know? Because there's been a few changes. And if you're not able to get some episodes, I'd like to know about it because I've experienced a few problems myself and I really am hopeful that I've fixed them. So now just hang on a sec. I gotta jump out of the truck and grab a paper and I'll be right back. Okay, hello, I'm back. And then now back to the listeners. Dennis Smith. Hello, Dennis. Welcome to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. And also Wes B. Now, is this the famous Wes from the Country Boy podcast? I think it is. How you doing, Wes? Love your show. And then just a little shout out to Dale in Vancouver. Hi, Dale. Thanks for your comment from the last show about the Fey Sheriff. Dale called me the Fey Sheriff because I was shouting at people in the lane around the old castle there. So those are my shout outs. Hello, everybody. And thank you for listening. And thank you for getting in touch. Even more important, getting in touch. It's really appreciated quite a bit, because sometimes you forget people are listening and you feel like it's all for naught. So anyway, it is not for naught. It is all for good. So now, a couple of interesting things have happened that I want to share with you. I mentioned a couple of shows ago that my brother had come to, brother and his wife had come to see our new house, which was a real shock to me and to my system, because, you know, never, I've had a strained relationship, I guess you could say, with my brothers. So it was that brother's 50th birthday, and just this last week. And we had a big party out at my dad's place, who lives out in the country, even farther out in the country than I do. So my two brothers, the 50-year-old, who is my middle brother, and my oldest brother, and their wives, and a couple of their kids, all came to my dad's house, and we had a very nice party. And Mr. Anderson was even invited to come to this party by my dad, and it was a really interesting experience. Now, I've told you that I've sort of been feeling this is the time to cut the apron strings and dispose of my brothers, but they've deked me out. So I actually had a kind of a good visit with my brothers. And so now I just don't know what to make of all this. Like, are we going to be best buddies now or what? Or are we just, is that going to be it? We're going to see each other once a year and never communicate ever again. I mean, I don't know. What is going to happen? That is the question. So, I don't know, people. But that was interesting. It was nice to see my brothers. And another interesting thing that happened is both of my brothers are bringing their daughters down to... Hey, we're being followed by a crossfire. You know, a funny thing is, I've noticed a lot of crossfires now recently. I think because they don't make them anymore. That Chrysler must be flogging them and selling them for super cheap, because I see Chryslers, you know, a couple times a week, especially out here in the country for some reason. Maybe because there's not very many people, I'm just seeing the same crossfire over and over again. But I've seen at least three different ones. I know that much. They're all different colors. That's how I know they're different. But anyway, so we're being followed by a crossfire this morning. So their daughters, they're bringing their daughters down to take them to university and college. So we had three nieces. I had three nieces here and a nephew. That's all the children that are in this family. One of the nieces actually said, "Uncle, I'd like to get a picture with you and Mr. Anderson." And I almost fell over, because they were doing family photos, and usually, you know, they don't really include the fags in the family photos, but we all got in there, we all had big you know, big groups of people that get the, and the homosexuals were in the family pictures and everything. So it was really odd. It was a really odd experience. So I don't know it, what. Now that was completely initiated by the niece, and not by my brothers. So I don't know. Maybe the attitudes are changing. I don't know, folks. I'm at a loss. I'm somewhat totally confused. So, now I'm, like, home. So that's it. Like, how long have I been talking? Just short of 11 minutes, 10 minutes. So, what to do? I mean, I have so many more things to tell you. Is this what it's going to be like? We're going to be putting out these little, short, little tidbits? Because, you know, I don't know. I think I'd like to talk a bit more. But, I guess that's going to have to be it for today. So, thanks for listening. And thanks everyone who's been in touch. I really appreciate it. And I guess you'll have to hang in for the next episode to find out what else has been going on in the Faye driver's life. So, yes, do take care, everyone, and I'll check in with you later. I just can't do it. 11 minutes is not enough time for me to get an episode out. So I am back in the truck. I'm on my way back to work for my last night shift. So I will continue my little story. So we're all sitting around the kitchen table at my brother's 50th birthday, and we're just like a bunch of old men sitting around talking about the trials and tribulations. We're talking about roofs and building houses and what are you doing with your soffits this year, and it's just, and you know, this is not what I signed up for. Like, hello, I'm a gay man. I am not meant to be talking about, you know, when's the most optimal time to re-roof your shingles. So it was kind of surreal to me to be sitting around with my brothers who are, you know, pretty much, well, they're in their 50s now. And it's funny because these are not the people that I have in my mind's eye as being my brothers. You know how you have a picture in your head of somebody and what they're like? Like, I have this picture of my mother in on my bathroom, you know, sitting by the bathroom mirror. And it's when she was in her 30s. And she's this young, beautiful woman. And this is how I've always thought of my mother. I've always thought of her looking like this. And, you know, she's dead now, of course. Well, she doesn't look like that anymore. But, you know, when she was 67, she certainly didn't look like a 30-year-old beautiful woman. And my brothers, now, that I've always sort of thought of as, you know, being 18-year-old, beer-drinking, dope-smoking hellraisers, they're now these gray-haired, 50-year-old men, you know, and don't resemble anything like the people that I have in my mind's eye. That was it's very funny. And of course, now, and we're all sitting around here complaining about, oh, my back is sore when I get out of bed. Oh, God. It's horrible getting old. This is not how I know, and it really was just an effort to sort of fit in and find something to talk about. So here we are talking about, you know, hot water tanks and insulation when I should be out talking about twinks and leather bars. Oh my God. So it was a very interesting experience hanging around my brothers once again. Now, the other thing that happened, which is a bit sad, is my little MacBook Air that I used to put the show together, I had gotten a new drive on it because the hard drive died. So I had this new drive, and I was in the process of setting the computer back up again. And I had only had this new drive and my computer back from the shop for 31 days, and the drive they got me died. So, like, my computer died once again. So now I've been without a computer again for about a week. Last time it was a month. I was out of my computer for a month because Steve Jobs had to employ his, you know, little 5-year-old child laborers in Jakarta to build me a new drive, and it took about a month for them to get it done. I mean, seriously, have you seen the size of these drives? You have to have little fingers to build these things. I'm sure it's all these East Indian kids building these little drives for... They look about the size of a toonie, you know. You probably don't even know what a toonie is. A toonie is a $2 coin here in Canada. We call it a toonie because we have the loonie. The loonie is a $1 coin. And it has a loon on it. This is how it's got its name. It had a loon on it, so everyone called it a loonie. And then the $2 coin came along a few years later. So to sort of carry on the theme, we call our $2 coin a toonie. So these drives in this computer are so small, they're about the size of a toonie. Which is like a really big, well, like a quarter on steroids. Anyway, so I actually have my computer back once again. So now I'm once again in the process. Like, I didn't even get the damn thing restored to, you know, with all my crap on it, and the thing died again. So now I'm back at the, I'm back at the same process, putting all the software back onto it. You know, you'd think I would have backed it up the first time, but I thought, well, I'll just get all my software on it, and then I'll back it up. Well, no. So, I hope that tonight at work, which is where I'm headed right now, I will be able to finish installing software. Well, you know, I will be doing my work, of course, but, you know, you can't be doing work all the time. It's a 14-hour shift, for Christ's sake. So then I'll have my computer running again, and I'll be able to get this episode out to you. And, so there, that's my story. I'm sticking to it. So, I don't know. I guess this is it. I think that's about all I have to say. Thanks for listening to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com or go to the website and leave me a comment. www.pinkwheelnuts.com. All right, take care, people. Oh, a little bit slippery there.